I would like to welcome everyone to Be Holy 1:16, referring to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, stating that we should be holy because God is holy. Now, if you have any questions concerning what we're about to speak, email us at beholy116@gmail.com. Again, that's beholy, B-E-H-O-L-Y, 116@gmail.com. And everything we're about to say and read are not necessarily the views of this station or its affiliates. As if Greek and Hebrew actually explains God, and it doesn't. He opened their understanding so that they could understand the scriptures. Right. So it does you no good to try to understand the scriptures and God didn't open your mind and your understanding so that you could understand them. Okay. You're reading for nothing. Absolutely nothing. You're reading and you don't get anything because why? God hadn't opened your understandings that you might understand the scripture. And because you don't have that understanding, you're just reading words. Anybody can read words. But if you want an understanding, you got to fear God. Remember?
Right.
It says the secret. Remember? Because this was a secret to them.
Right.
Because their mind wasn't open to it. God hid it from them. So it's a secret.
Mm-hmm.
So he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures.
Scriptures.
He didn't use the scriptures to give them understanding. He didn't use the scriptures to give them understanding. He just opened up their understanding so that they can understand the scriptures, meaning the scriptures are nothing but secrets. And sinners think they have the scriptures to go by. That's what God was telling them. When the Pharisees were like, the scripture says, the scripture says, hey, you search the scriptures.
Because you think.
And you think you have life in them.
Right.
You think you have life in them because you don't know what you're talking about. Somebody greater than Moses is here. Somebody greater than Joshua and all the others are here.
Right.
Is here. That's me. Everybody else was a liar. That's what Jesus said. Everybody else before me was liars. He opened their understanding that they could understand the scriptures, and the preachers can't open your understanding to understand the scriptures. You know why? Because they don't fear God, and so God can't use them as a conduit to open up your understanding. So you go to church for years blind and don't know what you're talking about, don't know what you believe, just up there talking, singing and praying. And God sits there and goes, just like the lady at the well, you don't even know what you're doing. You have no idea. You worshiping the Trinity. I don't know of another God besides me, and you calling it a Trinity. I don't know what that is. You say you have me, but you have someone else. I said I was alone, didn't I? Don't you know what alone means? It means by yourself.
Right.
The old man, his name, S.C. Johnson, I was telling you about. He got on there and said, what was it? He said, it's just like if your wife is in the house or in your room and she's getting dressed and she's got the door shut and you knock on the door and she said, hello, honey, you by yourself? And you say, yes. Are you alone? You say, yes. Then all of a sudden you bring two other people in there with you. She's going to be upset.
Right.
Because you said that you were alone. But here come two or three other people.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and so now God has already said that he was alone, but because the preachers don't fear God, they don't get the understanding, God don't trust them, and then God won't give them the understanding to understand the scriptures. The scriptures are all you need to live, and I'm sure we don't have all of them. You get what I'm saying? I'm sure there's a lot more things God could have said and have said, but they just didn't write that down. It wasn't meant for those things to be written down, for us to get them. Okay, even if we take the first chapter of Genesis, even if we take the first page of Genesis, if we take the first paragraph or sentence of Genesis, we can get saved off of that if God opens our understanding to the scripture. We don't need the whole Bible. He could just open our understanding and he'll tell us from one verse the whole book. But we get joy in holding that book. reading about this, reading about that. And then he keeps opening things up, keeps opening things up. And so you get excited about it. Well, now people only get excited about the music. Who's playing the music tonight? Who's singing at the church? As opposed to, is God going to open something up to us tonight? If you ever hear, listen, at our church, when I'm up teaching, I always thank God for the whatever knowledge he's going to give us, because I'm telling you stuff now based on me not looking it up or anything. I'm just giving it to you as he's giving it to me. And then after we're finished, I go and say the same thing. God, I thank you for this information, because you don't have to give it to us, but help us to retain it all, that we might be your people and fear you and live it, so we get all the secrets. Because God always wants to show himself to somebody.
Amen.
He wants to show himself, but he can't show himself to everybody, because everybody don't fear him. Even the scripture said that he came into the world, he made the world, but they didn't even know him, didn't acknowledge him. They worshiped the things he made as opposed to worshiping him that made everything. These are all secrets that preachers don't know, but I'm here now. I'm here now to give it to you, because God has given it to me as I'm talking to you. And not that I'm better than anybody, but if God don't enlighten you like he enlightened me, I got you beat. And that's the one thing that these preachers don't like. When they talk to me, they don't like that I know what I know and I didn't go where they went to get their education. And their education is nothing like what I say. They get nervous about that. Because why? I fear God. And they can hear that I fear God. I had a preacher tell me, what was it, yesterday? Man, I mean, I really admire how you really believe and convicted by this thing. You know, I might not agree with everything you're saying, but I see your conviction and I understand that you're convicted and I understand what you're saying. So why don't you obey it? Why don't you obey it if you understand what I'm saying? Because you don't fear God. And when you don't fear God, you can't get the secrets. All you can do is admire what somebody else does. And if you really knew the secret, it's not me. That's what you don't understand. It's not me. You asked God to give you the truth. That's what you prayed for before you even met me. You asked God to send you the truth. And so God sends me, and I got the truth in my hand and in my mouth, and I'm giving it to you, and you don't listen to it. But one day, as I tell people all the time, Ohio is going to thank God for me. Ohio is going to thank God for me because I fear God, and I want everybody else to fear God so that they can have the same secrets. Don't you think I want to eat? I want to eat. I want to see you stand up and say something. And I go, man, that's good. I don't need to be up here and standing up and talking to people. I want to see you do it so I can get something from what you're saying. I want you to preach to me so I can feel good. But you got to preach the right thing. You got to preach the right thing. And the only way you're going to preach the right thing is if you fear God so that you can get his secrets. You can't get his secrets until you fear him. You will never live until you fear God, because that's when you got to die. You got to die. Okay, now, let's touch a bit on the responsibility side of this thing. We got the people needing to fear God, but they won't know to fear God unless a preacher teaches them to fear God. They will never know to fear God unless a preacher tells them and teaches them how to fear God and what to do to fear God. So we'll go to Romans chapter 10, verse 14. Was it 14 and 15 you said? 14 and 15. We'll go to 14 and 15. And we'll read that, and then we'll break that up, and we'll probably be close to ending here.
How then? Mm-hmm. Shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
So you can't call on Jesus if you don't believe in Jesus. So believing on Jesus is not just saying, oh, yeah, I believe he existed. believing on Jesus is obeying Jesus. You can't call on Jesus if you're not obeying Jesus. See, that's about baptism. You can't call on the name of Jesus Christ if you don't obey Jesus Christ. So you're not allowed to get in the water until you obey.
Okay.
See, now we baptized a lot of devils. All they did was come up with devils. They didn't change nothing. We were just happy to see somebody come down the aisle and get in the water. But it said here, how can they call on somebody they don't even know about, somebody they don't believe on? How can they call on him? Go ahead.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
So how are they going to believe on Jesus and they've never heard anything about Jesus? All they've ever heard was, you got a blessing. Come down here and give God an offering for your blessing. Everything's going to be all right. Can I get a witness? Let the church say amen. And hooping and hollering. They hadn't heard. Now, it'd be different if they were mixing that stuff in there with teaching the people who this Jesus is and who how to believe on him. If they were teaching them how to believe on him by obeying the commandments of Jesus Christ and was doing all that hollering and there's a blessing and this, that, and the other, it'd be different. But they're not doing none of that. All they do is blessing. Let the church say, man, can I get a witness? Hello lights and all that kind of little stuff when people don't get with them as fast as they want them to, but they don't teach the people who to believe on. But now the scripture is going to tell us why those preachers can't tell them, why they can't teach them. I told you the preachers didn't fear God. That's why you don't fear God. But watch what the scripture says.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yeah, you're not going to hear nothing without a preacher. And just because they have a robe on don't mean they're a preacher. Just because they have doctor in front of their name doesn't mean that they're a preacher. Just because they're up hollering and talking or reading scripture in front of the whole church on a podium or on a raised area doesn't mean they're a preacher. No. That doesn't mean they're a preacher. That means that the people have chosen them to be there. But when God chooses you to be there, half the time you don't even want to be there. You don't want to tell the people that they got something to do. You don't want to tell them that, look, you got more work to do. We all got more work to do. You don't want to do that as a preacher. Real preachers don't want to do it. Look at Jonah. He ran. I don't want to listen. All you're going to do is save him anyway. They're going to repent. You're going to say, I don't want to be that part. No. Then they're going to say I'm a false prophet. But you've got to have a preacher. You've got to have a warning. Somebody's got to give you a warning. Somebody's got to teach you how to believe on God the right way so that you can be in fear of God. And once you're in fear, you get the secret. Go ahead and read.
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
You know the Lord won't send you if he don't give you the secrets. He's not going to send you if you don't have the secrets. And I know a bunch of so-called preachers who don't have the secrets. So I know God didn't send them. Because they asked me what I mean. Why did you say that, Brother Nard? Why did you say that? Why'd you say that on the radio? Why'd you write that on social media? Why'd you say that? You mean to tell me you don't know why I said it? You mean to tell me you a preacher like me and you don't have the secrets? I know God gave you the same information he gave me. He got to. He's the same God.
What you're saying right now has to be news to a lot of people. Like, I didn't know there were secrets.
Right. Yeah, it's there's secrets to this thing. But I want them, and you want them. So we might as well do what we got to do to get them. But they're not going to hear unless they have a preacher. They can't hear anything unless they have a preacher.
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
Now, okay, I'm going to show you a secret just in that verse right there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, how did we get, now, how would we get the people can't hear unless they have a preacher, and the preacher got to be sent, and it's, and the preacher got to show them how to believe on. How would we get all of that out of that last piece that you just read? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace? And wait a minute. How does that sound anything like what we just read? You get it? Read that part again, that last part that you just read.
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel.
Now, remember, he said, this is written. He said, for it is written. And then he starts to quote what's written.
Mm-hmm.
But go above that and read what was said there.
And how shall we preach
except
they be sent?
Yeah.
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet.
See, as it's written. How we get how beautiful are the feet from they got to be sent. See, if we didn't have the got to be sent part before this, we'd be totally lost when we read that. How beautiful are the feet? Those who bring the gospel and good tidings of great joy and this, that, and the other. We'd be lost. That's a secret right there. All the scriptures are nothing but secrets. And no man can give them to you. No man can open that up. God has to give it to you directly. Matter of fact, I could stand here and give it, and God could change the way you hear things, and you would never get what I'm saying. They would just sit there and fight. This one young man, I made a statement, and he couldn't deal with the statement. He just kept saying, no, 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 it's this, no. I said, did you even read what I said? No, but this is that. I said, no, I didn't say what you just said. Now go back and read what I just said. And when it was all said and done, it was a whole hour of me trying to get him to understand. I didn't say what you're thinking. I don't know how you heard that. I never said that. Go back and read what I said. It's not what you think. So while him reading what I said, God changed his sight where he couldn't even see it.
Delusion.
Yeah, it was a strong delusion. Strong delusion. He didn't even know God had changed it on him. He didn't even know. And so if that's happening to people who think they know, what's happening to the people who don't know nothing? Who don't know a thing about the Lord, don't have a preacher to tell them. All they do is they might hear my little podcast. They might hear our broadcast. They might hear little things on social media that we do. But that's all they get. But they go to a much larger church. And that larger church, they sit in there. They give the money. They dance. They do everything everybody else is doing. But there's still no word given. There's still no understanding given. There's still no challenge to do what God says. None of that. It's all about let's have a good time.
Without the presence.
Without the presence. Without God. Let's have a good time without God. Let me show you how hypocrite people are, how much of a hypocrite they are. You ever notice how you have those family members who drink? Just a simple thing like drinking, alcohol. They drink, but when you come around, oh, they don't want you around. They don't want to see your face because they know you ain't even said nothing, but they think you're saying something because you're looking at them. And the more you don't say anything, the worse they feel. And then when you go home and leave, in their mind, they're telling everybody else, they're going to tell, yeah, he was looking at us like we were sinners and stuff, and I know what he was thinking. I know what he said. And you didn't say anything. You let them drink their own alcohol. You let fools drink alcohol. You let them drink it.
For them, there is condemnation.
Yeah, there is. They'll find out sooner or later. You give people who have no hope that stuff. You let them have no hope, and they're drinking. But they don't have nobody to help them. They don't know that they need help and don't want your help. But then they end up pastoring churches. They end up on the deacon board.
Leading worship.
Leading worship, singing all the songs, playing all the instruments in the choir. And they don't have no God in them. And you walk in trying to get God, and that's what you see. And you think, well, maybe that's got to be it, because I see the stained glass. I see the wood ceilings. I see the pews. I see everybody's dancing. I see everybody's in full with joy. It's like Christmas every Sunday.
Well, the God in you is offensive to people who don't desire the presence of God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they hate it. They hate it. They want to have the presence. No, they want to have a good time, like you said, without God. That's what they want. And you can't have a good time without God. That's what people don't get. You can't have a good time without God. God is good. So you can't have a good time without God. If you want to have a good time, you have to add God into it. You have a bad time without God. What did Jesus say? There's only one that's good. That's your Father in heaven. That's him. There's only one that's good. So if you want to have a good time, you better get some God in there. If you want to have a good family, you better have some God in there.
As for me and my house.
Yeah, and me and my house. That's right. If you don't have God in it, it won't be good. God, I want a good wife. She better have the Holy Ghost. If you don't have God, it won't be good. God, I want good children. They better be full of God's knowledge, and they better see you living it. So then when they go to look for the secrets of God, they don't have a hard time getting them, because they saw Dad and Mom.
Can they read a book?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No. Dr. Seuss don't have nothing to give them. There's nothing they can get. There's nothing. There's nothing they can get. You have to ask God for it. You have to get it from the Lord. You have to get it from the Lord. And if it's going to be given, you have to go to the Lord to get it. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find it. Knock, and the door will open. But if you don't knock, it ain't going to open. If you don't seek, you ain't going to find it. You don't ask, you ain't going to get it. We talking about the secrets. If you don't want them secrets, don't ask. You won't get it. You won't get them. What must I do? Oh, you're not going to ask that question. Mm-mm. You're never going to ask, what do I got to do to be saved? No. You're just going to go to church and sit down like everybody else. But those who fear God, they want something from God. And listen, if you call on God long enough, he can't sit there and not do nothing. He can't sit there and ignore you. You keep calling on him.
As long as you're calling on him in obedience, right?
You're right. You got to be obedient.
Yeah.
You keep calling on him. He got the move. He's not going to sit up there and just, God is looking to show himself to somebody, and you are ready to be shown to, or he's ready to show himself to you. You're prepared. You're ready. And you're calling on God, and he's going to ignore your prayer. Mm-mm. You got to call on him. You got to call on him, so that you can get the secrets. But if you don't call on him, you won't get the secrets. I promise you, you won't get them. But if you receive the secrets, you will receive the Holy Ghost. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive the fruits of that Holy Ghost, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, meekness, all of it. Basically, you'll love God and obey him and learn how to treat people right.
Right.
But you got to get the secrets. Until then, you're selfish. That's why you want the secret, so that you can learn how to love God and treat people right. Once you do that, there's no law against that. Loving God and treating people right. There's no law against that. No law whatsoever against that. But as long as you stay unfilled with the Holy Ghost, that means you're empty. And as long as you're empty, you will dry out and you will continue to be selfish. And the more selfish you are, the more selfish you are, the less you look like Him. Because God is not selfish whatsoever. So, if you want to do what's right, obey God so that you can get the secrets. Because if you don't do that, you look like the devil. We're not trying to have the devil. We're not trying to look like the devil. We want God. We want to do what God says. But most people will remain selfish. And if you remain selfish, there's no way you're going to look like Him. You're not going to look like God. Because God is not selfish at all. Sit here and gave us a world and let us live in it. And then He's going to destroy that world and give us a heaven to live in and give us a whole nother world. And then going to change our bodies. That's not selfish. That's God. That, my friend, is God. But we got to stop. We just got to stop sinning. That's what we got to stop doing. We have to stop. Somebody says, no, we can't stop. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can stop. You started, didn't you? You can stop. You can stop. Trust me. There are many before us that have stopped because they had the secrets. They obeyed God. God entrusted them with the secrets. Those secrets will tell you how to live and get through this maze called life. Once you start getting through the maze, because God is giving you all the secrets, He's telling you where to turn, where to stop, where to go. Will your world be easier? No, because you'll always be around other people who are not full of God, who will try to detour you, block the way, make the way crooked. Get in the way. It's so many things that these people who are not filled with God and don't want the Spirit of God, don't want the secrets of God, they'll do anything to derail you, one who's trying to get the secrets of God and trying to be what God has told you to be. He told all of us to be holy. That's what He told us. And He's coming after a church without a spot and a wrinkle. The church He's coming after, it don't have no wrinkles in it. The church He's coming after is no spots, no sin, none. So we got to stop sinning if we plan on going to be with Him. We got to. We have to do it. And you got to surround yourself with people, other people who are trying to do the same thing. You can't be around sinners and think you're going to stop sinning. They're going to talk you into it. The sin looks too good. If you're trying to stop sinning, it's best you not be around sin because it's going to rope you in. The devil is not playing fair. He uses your body. He knows what you like. He knows what you don't like. He's not going to tempt you with what you don't like. He's going to tempt you with what you like. That's how he operates. And he's not fair. And that body, the body that we have to crucify, this body can't be trusted whatsoever. It will side with the devil every single time. But if you have the Spirit of God in you, now you have help to fight the devil and fight this body, because the body is going to always side with the devil. We have to stop sinning, people. The only way we're going to stop is if you get the secrets. And you got to find a preacher who will tell you the secrets and not lie to you. All right, lastly, let us pray. Lord, again, we thank you for this knowledge that you've allowed us to be a part of, allowed us to see, and allowed us to hear it. Lord God, help the people who are listening, who are trying to change, Help them find a preacher. Help them find a preacher that they might be what you told them to be, say what you told them to say, and live how you told them to live. In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.